I've been contacting the people I've met through our Last Chance Food series to find out how city folk can make the transition to country folk. One thing I've noticed is that farming is not just for the country. Several agricultural entrepreneurs have started farming on New York City's rooftops. There's Eagle Street Rooftop Farm and Gotham Greens, both in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, and Brooklyn Grange has two farms on top of buildings in Long Island City, Queens, and in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Anastasia Kolplakius is the co-founder and vice president of the Brooklyn Grange. Welcome back to WNYC, Anastasia, and welcome to Farm School.
Thanks so much for having me, Amy.
So if I want to stay in New York City, love that nightlife, love the bar scene, but I still want a little bit of farm in my life, how do I find a roof?
First of all, if you're looking to go into commercial farming, if you're looking to produce enough food up there to create a return, employ people, pay rent, which you know you're probably going to have to do if you're convincing a landlord to let you haul all this soil up there, you want enough scale. So you're looking for a big building. It's as simple as that. You want a sizable piece of property. Water source is great. Access is important. A freight elevator is a huge help. A new membrane with a really great waterproofing layer that doesn't have any leak-causing rips or tears is fantastic. But those are all things that can be sort of negotiated into the lease process and added in later.
So you find the perfect roof. How do you get soil up there?
At the flagship farm in Long Island City, we used a crane, and that was quite a process. That building is incredibly long and narrow. It's 2 football fields long, and one side of it is a train yard. The other side is Northern Boulevard. For those of you who live in New York City, that's the one with all the car dealerships and the Home Depot, and it's a really busy street. It also happens to be a hollow street with a subway running underneath it. So we really were left no choice but to park the crane all the way at one end of this very, very long building. And then we use these little motorized buggies to haul the soil all the way to the other end of the building and dump it out.
Wouldn't it be easier to just buy some vacant land or farmland in Sullivan County or Columbia County and be done with it?
It is a lot of work, but it's worth it to us. It's fun doing all this problem solving. And it really allows us to add all these other sort of prismatic angles to our business. We have yoga classes up there. We have composting and beekeeping workshops. We host weddings and dinner events.
You're also located really close to your market.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the distribution chain is incredibly short. We're really cutting out a lot of steps. But more than anything, we're adding green space to a community that's sorely in need of it. We're a learning laboratory for local kids to come up and actually step foot on a working farm, which, you know, for those of us who attended New York City public school, is a rarity. And so we really feel that the community aspects of what we're doing, as well as the ecological benefits of rooftop farming. I mean, we're reducing stormwater runoff. We're cooling and cleaning the air around us. We really are providing habitat for a lot of biodiversity. So we, you know, all of these were motivators in doing what we do. And yeah, I mean, I will say, if you're going to start a rooftop farm, you can't be afraid of a challenge.
5 years ago, would you ever have imagined doing what you're doing today?
Well, 5 years ago today, we were looking at roofs. We were up, riding around on our bikes in the snow and the rain and the slush, looking at every roof under the sun. And I'll tell you, for a minute there, we started to have a hard time imagining it because we really were having a tough time convincing landlords that this was possible. And now, of course, we're getting calls from developers, from landlords, from brokers, and it's a really big change. So it just goes to show that New Yorkers, just like everyone around the world, are more and more interested in reconnecting with their food production system.
Anastasia Kolplakius is the vice president and co-founder of Brooklyn Grange. For more about rooftop farming and other resources for the aspiring farmer, check out Farm School at wnyc.org. This is WNYC.